Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine. Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine. And we are back on another Tuesday.
It's better than Monday. I'm renaming them Traffic Tuesdays.
Is traffic worse on Tuesdays?
Well, I don't know because I don't commute any other day of the week, but it seems like it.
In comparison to Mondays when you come over, yes. Tuesdays are worse.
But in weird spots, like not on the highway. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just weird.
Yeah. Well, they're doing a lot of construction on the back roads around here. I hate them. Yeah. I hate them. I'm so blessed that my commute is all back roads, except for right now, they're doing construction on all of these wonderful back roads. It's that time of year.
It is.
When I was driving to work this morning, I was listening to AM radio, loser I am, and they came on with the traffic, and they're like, man, CDOT had all the roads shut down overnight. It's that time of year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess it is. Temperature goes up, and the road construction people come out.
Yeah, someone had told me when I first moved here that there were two seasons in Denver. Winter and construction season.
It really is the truth. Well, this is such a melting pot. Like, so many people relocate here that I don't think they planned most of the roads accordingly. So they're constantly, like, have you been on C-470?
No, I stay clear of that.
Just don't. It's not wide enough for the traffic that goes on that road.
That's like Colorado. I mean, Colorado's pretty wide.
Colorado Boulevard is a mess.
But it's horrible, they just can't make it any wider.
Right.
It's not possible.
There's nowhere to go. Like, a road like that, for people that aren't here in Colorado, Colorado Boulevard is...
It goes from anywhere from, what, 3 lanes to 4 in some parts?
Right. And it goes through businesses. So it's not like a highway that can expand.
Right.
There's a business on each side.
But I don't think they planned that when they put all those businesses there that it's...
Right.
So crazy.
Yeah. Ugh. Anyway, let's not complain.
We won't because it's gorgeous out. So
I wake up yesterday morning to like 5 inches of snow. I know you didn't even notice because you didn't have to leave your place.
By the time I went outside, it had all melted.
And I'm like, what the? Freaking Colorado.
Yeah.
And so I started my car and let it warm up. And it was a slow go to work.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I go early to work out so I don't have to deal with traffic. But I was very annoyed. And then, when I come out, all the snow is gone.
Yeah, I went out in the afternoon and I was like, where's all the snow everybody's been crying about? So I was like, you missed it.
You would have hated it because you hate commuting in the snow.
Now I think I genuinely just hate commuting, period.
Yeah,
but
you're a spoiled brat.
I am.
Yeah, whatever.
I think I'm forgetting how to drive since I only do it like once or twice a week.
Yikes, be careful. Don't say that. Papa Jim and Mama Carolyn are going to hear that and be like, crap.
No, like I get in the car and it takes me like an adjustment period because I'm so used to sitting passenger on the weekends.
I hate
and
passenger.
So like this is really the only day of the week that I drive and like I get in the car and I give myself like a minute or two warm up.
True.
Like really, I just do a lap around the parking lot. I'm just kidding.
That's awesome. So Sunday we went and tried jelly, which we talked about a few episodes ago.
My goodness.
We tried out of the 10 different donut bites, we tried 8. So we got 2 of each, right? Is that correct? Or was it out of the 8 we got 6?
No, I think that are you sure there weren't 10? Are you sure there weren't 6 different kinds and we had 5?
We missed 2. Like, we didn't do the lemon and we didn't do the Thai peanut. Anyway, these...
We had enough. That's all
that needed. We had a lot of donut bites. If you're friends of ours on Facebook, you saw them. Even on our Facebook page for Two Girls, there was a face pic of us. But
were 10. There must be 8 total and or 7 total and we had 5 of them.
Right. Because that's you're allergic to peanuts and I don't like lemon in my dessert.
Yes.
But we had all of the others and oh my gosh, amazing. There was salted caramel,
amazing.
Chocolate.
Which was, I was trying to describe it to Joey. It wasn't chocolate syrup. It wasn't like fudge. It was like
a malty chocolate,
I described
right?
it as chocolate pudding in a liquid form.
There you go. That's good.
Is that close?
Yes.
Like, that's the only thing I could think of.
Yes. So it wasn't too chocolatey. It was just
right. It was like milk chocolate, but it wasn't creamy. It was like liquid.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
There was maple bacon.
There was, which was your favorite.
Custard.
Well, and even that one I described as vanilla pudding,
yes.
But liquid.
There was cinnamon sugar.
Oh, brown cinnamon sugar is my favorite. And then there was jelly.
It was so good. And then I had a sandwich and you had a scrambler on top of it.
We did.
It was totally.
It was the perfect hungover Sunday brunch.
Not that any of us were hungover.
Yeah. You could speak for yourself on that.
I really wasn't. But yeah, it was amazing. So if you're in the Denver area, check out the Jelly U Cafe.
Oh, it was so good. Yeah. I'm taking Joey there.
Good.
Because it was so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So, so good.
And it's like a mile from your house.
I know. I was like, did you know about this place? He's like, no. It was amazing.
Yeah. It's all Steve. Steve's amazing at finding these places.
Yeah. I'm just going to let you guys keep finding them and then we'll follow. Although I did help you guys. I showed you guys that barbecue place by Red Rocks.
Yeah. That's up the mountain.
That's me. I found that through someone else though.
Yeah.
And then Cuba.
Right. Yes.
So those are my two claimed fames.
Right. I haven't been to Cuba.
I know. We need to get you there. It's so good. And he hasn't even been to... He's been to the smaller one.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll go downtown. Have you heard of Watercress or Watercress Restaurant on 17th?
No.
Okay. The reason I bring them up is they were at an event that Steve and I attended last night, and that's actually why we're doing the podcast a day late.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a vegan restaurant.
Okay.
So last night, Steve was invited to be a judge at the AACF Nacho Throwdown. So it was a bunch of restaurants and culinary students that came together to present their best nacho.
I would have loved to be there.
Oh.
Nachos are my downfall.
So amazing. I didn't know what you could do with nachos. But the first one that I loved was from the Watercress Restaurant from downtown Denver. And it was all vegan and... It was really good.
Interesting.
Then I proceed to try another one, and they're like, prime rib. I'm like, prime rib nacho?
What?
It was like a whole meal on this chip. A nacho? Yes, it was amazing. Hmm. And the Fort restaurant was there. They had bison tongue on theirs, which surprisingly was good.
Okay.
But it wasn't my favorite. There was a little bit of an aftertaste to the whole nacho itself that was kind of a little too... I guess, I don't even know how to describe it. Weird aftertaste. And then there was the winner, and she had a lobster sauce with Cajun crawfish and a bunch of other stuff, and it was amazing. And then to finish it all off, Tommyknocker Brewery was there, and they had chocolate nachos. They had chips dipped in chocolate with salted caramel and raspberry granola.
That sounds amazing.
It was
How does one get invited to these things? Because I would like to attend.
The amazing story is that all of the chips were provided by Ricolita's.
Okay.
Have you heard of them?
Yes.
Okay. So Ricolita's was started by a gentleman that used to work the door at the Comedy Works here in Denver. And he started this chip company and has done very well. But all of the chips were supplied by him. And so he invited Steve to be a judge because... If you didn't know this, Steve has a nacho page on Facebook.
I did not know that.
Trying to find the perfect nacho. Because we were talking one day about nachos and how you can go really bad or you can go really good. Before yesterday, the best nacho I had had was from Chili's. Have you ever had their nachos?
No.
Their nachos are amazing because every chip has every ingredient on it. And so
it seems like it would take a lot of time and effort.
I don't have to make it. They do.
I know. I'm just saying, like...
And the cool thing is I'm signed up for their coupons, and their nachos are an appetizer, and I constantly get half off appetizer coupons with the purchase of a meal. I know. So, yeah, that makes me sound kind of low class, loving Chili's nachos the best. But then yesterday, I'm like, a whole new world was opened up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
So we were talking about nachos one day, and Steve created a Facebook page to try and find the perfect nacho.
Interesting. Has he found it yet?
I think we found it yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Hmm. That's interesting.
I didn't know you love nachos.
I do. Like, whenever I go out to eat and there's an appetizer, I usually go for nachos.
Really?
Or I'm sometimes I get them. Girl. No, sometimes I'll just get nachos as, like, my dish.
I do when I'm at Chili's.
I love nachos.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. They're so bad for you, though.
Yeah, I told Steve last night, I was like, I'm so thirsty. I was like, I don't even know how much sodium we consumed.
Oh, my goodness.
And we didn't eat dinner, thankfully, like before or after, because I was like, oh, so full. So that's what why we're a day late, and that was a long explanation.
Well, I'm glad it was a good explanation.
Yeah, like, it now sounded everyone's delicious. Like, yeah. I want some nachos.
No, I'm starving. Thanks.
But on my way to meet Steve at this nacho event, I was a little pissy because, one, he was disrupting my normal flow of schedule. I was exhausted from work, and I just wanted to go home. But I get there, I have fun, it's awesome. But then we get home, and I'm tired and cranky because I'm full, and
So you're the opposite. You're cranky when you're full, not hungry? Yeah. Or both?
Both. Okay. It seems like any chance I have to be cranky, I'm cranky.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I didn't realize this until recently. And so Steve, last night, he's like, what the heck? Is it your job? And I was like, well, yeah, things have been a little stressful at work. He's like, do you want to quit? And I'm like, no, whoa, no. Anyone listening from work, if you do listen, I really don't want to quit. I've just been, you know, there's a lot of, like, irons in the fire juggling a lot of balls. So I come home and I'm a little cranky. And him calling me out, like, totally was, like, wake-up call.
Because mm-hmm.
I don't want to bring that home. I don't want him to see me as the grumpy girl at all times. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Why are you laughing?
Because that was my wake-up call to leave.
Oh, well, I'm not there yet.
I was like, I am taking it home more often than not, and it's ruining my at-home life.
Well, yesterday was the first time, because mm-hmm. there was stuff on top. Usually I can come home and unwind.
Right.
But because we had stuff to do, and then I was, yeah. So it made me do some research. You know, this is a lot of stress. So I thought maybe finding ways to reduce some stress
mm-hmm.
might be a good investment, right?
Okay.
And I wanted to share it with people because everyone has stress in their life, whether it be work, family, their relationship. Why are you laughing again?
I don't feel like I have any anymore.
And for that, many of us dislike you.
I'm sure I'll figure something out soon. Right. It'll hit me. It's going to hit me like a brick wall now.
So I wanted to share some ways to de-stress. Okay, so watch for the next time or instance in which you find yourself becoming annoyed or angry at something trivial or unimportant, then practice letting go. Think of the Frozen song, uh-huh. Let It Go. That should be my ringtone. Making a conscious choice not to become angry or upset. Do not allow yourself to waste thought and energy where it isn't deserved. Effective anger management is a tried and true stress reducer. So reduce the anger.
That's funny because whenever my mom gets frustrated, she sings that song now.
I sing it a lot at work.
She was on the phone and she's like, and she just was like, I just gotta, and then she just like burst in the song. And I was like, you're so cute.
It's probably why that movie was so popular.
Maybe. So the next one is breathe slowly and deeply. Before reacting to the next stressful occurrence, take 3 deep breaths and release them slowly. If you have a few minutes, try out a relaxation technique such as meditation or guided imagery.
And I remember when we did work together, you were like, I need a sign that says just breathe.
And I used to have one on my desk taped right at my computer because
you had to be reminded.
There were times where like I would get out of work and I would be like, oh, is that the first breath I took all day? Like, well, I got like clearly it hadn't been, but sometimes it felt that way.
Mm-hmm. Or sometimes I forget to blink. Like, I'm looking at my computer, and I, like, look away, and I'm like, ouch, my eyes are on fire.
Yeah.
Whenever you feel overwhelmed by stress, practice speaking more slowly than usual. I do this when I'm talking to someone that's annoying me on the phone. I tend to slow down so I can control what comes out of my mouth.
That's funny. I think I talk faster when I'm stressed.
Well, if you slow down, you'll find that you think more clearly and react more reasonably to stressful situations or unreasonable people. Stressed people tend to speak fast and breathlessly. By slowing down your speech, you'll also appear less anxious and more in control of your situation. I also take the time to smile. Even though I am angry, I got this from when I was a waitress. Because mm-hmm. you're looking at people when you're a waitress.
Right.
And you can't,
You can't have that
anger look. So right. You just have to smile and
go.
Slow down.
That makes sense. I speak really fast just on a regular
I think that's the New York in you.
Basis, yeah. So when I'm angry, it's like... literally. So the next one is jumpstart an effective time management strategy. Choose one simple thing that you've been putting off, example of returning a phone call, making a doctor's appointment, and just do it immediately. Just taking care of one nagging responsibility can be energizing and can improve your attitude.
And that's one thing I really need to work on.
And I was reading somewhere that it was like 10 key things that successful people do. It was doing your most annoying thing or the thing that you're dreading the most first thing in the morning. Because then you get it done with and you feel accomplished the whole rest of the day because it's not weighing on you.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. The next thing is get outdoors for a brief break. Our grandparents were right about the healing power of fresh air. Don't be deterred by foul weather or full schedule. Even 5 minutes on a balcony or terrace can be rejuvenating.
Mm-hmm. Drink plenty of water and eat small, nutritious snacks. Hunger and dehydration, even before you're aware of them, can provoke aggressiveness and exacerbate feelings of anxiety and stress. And I read an article this week about how they actually proved that hangry is a real thing. Like when... They proved that they did like all these studies, and women who were hungry were more likely to do obnoxious things to their significant other.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the things in the study was if a husband got a question wrong, the woman could blow an air horn, and the women who were hungry like blew the air horn more obnoxiously in their husband's ear, and like they did all these different tests, and they proved that when you're hungry,
feed your ladies, men.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Do a quick posture check. Hold your head and shoulders upright and avoid stooping or slumping. Bad posture can lead to muscle tension, pain, and increased stress. If you're stuck in a desk most of the day, avoid repetitive strain injuries and sore muscles by making sure your workstation reflects good ergonomic design principles. There's information about ergonomic design and health workstations all over the internet, so... Mm-hmm. You can Google that stuff, y'all.
This was my big thing. Plan something rewarding for the end of your stressful day or week, either one, even if only a relaxing bath or half an hour with a good book. Put aside work, housekeeping, or family concerns for a brief period before bedtime and allow yourself to fully relax. Don't spend this time planning tomorrow's schedule or doing chores you didn't get around to doing during the day. Remember that you need time to recharge and energize yourself. You'll be much better prepared to face another stressful day.
And you could always just stop and have a glass of wine. Not a bottle. A glass of wine.
Or if you want to rock a bottle, rock a bottle. No judgments here.
No, we're not judging. I don't want to take blame for how you feel in the morning if you do a bottle.
True.
Yeah.
But sharing's caring, so.
And a lot of what I've been hearing lately is work-life balance. I want a good work-life balance when I'm talking to applicants. You know, what's the work-life balance like at your job?
Do you just laugh?
No.
Oh.
Because typically it's good. But when business is booming, which is good, job security, then
yeah.
Maybe it's not as good, right?
I don't know. I've got job security and work-life balance.
That's good for you, ma'am. Good job. So... we got some ways to turn it from the ultimate oxymoron into a real plan. And this is from Forbes, and they usually know what they're talking about, right?
I would hope so.
All right, so you can kick us off.
So the first of the five ideas is schedule downtime.
Which you used to do. You would schedule your lunch.
Yes.
You would schedule...
And I still do that. I still put my lunch on the calendar because I'm one of those people that I just... I don't look at the clock, so I just go, and especially, like, one of my biggest concerns was it would be 3 o'clock, and I would be, the thing that would make me look at the clock is my stomach would be growling, it would be eating itself,
mm-hmm.
and I'd realize that I had gone from, you know, 7 a.m. breakfast to 3 o'clock with nothing in between, and so that was where I was
that
really big on scheduling.
A hangry
yeah,
Ashley.
Exactly. I get very cranky when I'm hungry, so scheduling that is really important, and I try to, like, schedule like once a week, like a do my nails day.
You
like,
said you were doing that, and that's good for you.
Yeah, it just makes me.
I pay other people to do my nails, so I do schedule that.
There you go. See, that's important.
Yeah, and my hair.
Yeah,
but other than that, I need to work on it. Like,
and I'm a big like bubble bath girl.
I know you are.
I'm not. Lush's biggest customer.
You are. I just want to get the shower out of the way and get on with my life.
Yeah, I could just, I don't know. You gotta get in the zone. You gotta plan it. You gotta have like a playlist ready to go with like the, I call it my, it's called chill music. Mm-hmm. You gotta have like nobody around to bother you, the candles and a glass of wine, even sometimes without wine, and just the best smelling stuff in the world. And it's just heaven on earth.
Maybe that's why you're so freaking happy.
Maybe that's why I don't stress. Maybe I take too many bubble baths.
All right. Next tip in getting that work-life balance is cut out the things that don't add value to your life. There are a lot of things we waste time on in life, such as television. I love my TV. Internet, video games, etc. Like I said, I'm guilty of television.
I'm internet.
And you know, I've noticed lately, who was I talking to? I don't even know. A friend of mine. Oh, this weekend I was at a baby shower. And we were talking about how Facebook, like, I don't post on Facebook like I used to. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, you know, my mind needs break. Even in the morning, I've been trying to force myself to post in the morning. Mm-hmm. But especially, like, after work, like, I just need a break, a mental break. The radio is never on my way home anymore. Really? And I used to rock out. But I just need a mental break.
Hmm. See, music is a relaxer for me, if it's the right music. Mm. But you're right. Like, I shut my computer down as soon as I'm done with work. And I'm not on it the rest of the night.
Yeah, I don't pick but up I've my never... iPad. I tend to not. I'm horrible at tweeting unless I'm frustrated and then I get made fun of. Have you seen my Twitter feed?
I think in total I have like 20 tweets. In total.
That's funny. Like Steve makes fun of me. Like when you tweet, you're subtweeting, which means I'm tweeting about something I'm frustrated about but not coming out and saying, you know, Ashley pissed me off today. I'd be like roundabout, you know, when people do this, I want to bring the neck right. of a cat or, you know, something that says, hey, I'm pissed off, but I'm not going to directly say what's really going on.
I think most of us sub do, like, yeah, I do but that.
It annoys me when people close to me do that and I have to be like, what's going on?
So you're a hypocrite.
Right. And so I have complained about that in the past and lately Steve's like, you're kind of doing it. And I'm like, you're right. So I've stopped tweeting. I'm like, I can't tweet.
That's hysterical.
If you can't be awesome at an awesome tweeter, you should just stop.
All I ever do is retweet. And that's like, if I ever go, by the time I go on Twitter, it'll be like, the thing at the top of the screen will say like 7 days ago. And I never open Twitter. I'm awful bad
about that. You left a dry erase board at work. Remember the little dry erase board that was on your cubicle?
Uh-huh.
So, I now have that outside my cubicle, mm-hmm. and I put a quote on it every day.
There you go.
And that's the only time I look at Twitter every day. Hmm. I will scroll and be like, bam, awesome quote. It's going on my dry erase board.
I used to use the dry erase board for that, but I used to do it more on like a weekly or like motivational
basis. I'm weird. Daily. Steve laughed at me.
I think it's good.
All right, the next thing.
The next thing is avoid negative people that suck your energy. People in your life that gossip, are negative, complain, or vent can be a huge drain on your energy. Avoid them. They'll take up your time and leave absolutely no redeeming value to your universe.
And I feel like lately I've kind of been the negative Nelly. Have you noticed the negativity about me? Be honest.
No, but I mean, I guess that I'm so you. That's going to sound horrible. I was going to say I'm so used to the negativity that was. So I'm very.
Not from me.
No. From that from area. From that area. That one area that we had in common.
Right.
I'm so used to that that it's not out of the norm for me. Mm-hmm. Because one of us was always going through that
moments.
Struggle there and that venting moments. I'm just gonna stop there before I just burn all bridges.
Good plan. All right, but yeah, stay away from negative people.
Yes,
and outsource the tasks that you can. Like I said, I get my nails
delegate
by people that know what they're doing. You can do online grocery shopping. I do a lot of shopping online when I can because I don't even want to deal with going to the store.
I've gotten that way because I hate driving now.
You're becoming a homebody.
I love going out. I've actually started doing more on the weekends, on weeknights, because I am home all the time. So I'm like more like, let's go do something.
Joey but probably loves that.
Joey drives. So if it's something that he doesn't want to partake in, I usually just
skip it.
Like I order online instead of going to the store. Like I live really close to the mall. Online seemed a lot simpler. Especially when you get like free shipping deals and stuff. But
all right, and the last one?
The last one is take five for you. In all the talk about work-life balance, we forget that part of balance is taking time for yourself. It's the very first thing that always goes. Women are especially bad at this. And I'm bad at this because I have a hard time shutting off my mind. Mm-hmm. So even when I try to take 5 minutes for myself, it lasts about 15 seconds before the thoughts are like, I got to do this, and then I got to remember to do this, and oh, that's really cool, and like, you know, that wicked chain that just happens.
And that's why I tell people that I work out in the morning for my sanity and also for my waistline, because in the morning, I haven't looked at my email I have made myself stop looking at my work phone in the morning until I'm ready to sit down at my desk. I used to like wake up and look at it, and then I'm like, ah! But I stopped, and that is my me time. That's my taking time for me. I'm just in the zone and getting my workout on, getting my endorphins going.
And see, for me, I use this opposite. I'm at the end of the day, and for me, it's like a close off everything that happened during the day and kind of like put it away. Like there's no, like, you know, I can just run it off and there's nothing.
Right.
But my bad time is when I'm trying to go to sleep at night. I always have like 5,000 thoughts going through my head.
And the thing that I've seen lately, like I'll go to sleep fine because I run myself until I'm done.
Right.
But then I wake up at like 1 a.m. and I'm like, this needs to be done. This needs to be done. Why am I in bed? I should be at the office.
Yeah.
Should be online.
I'm the laying in bed thinking about it and like, don't forget this tomorrow. Don't forget this tomorrow.
I send myself emails at 1 a.m. I wake up and I'm like,
I'm not that bad.
Person's name. And dash, this needs to be done. So that when I get to my work email in the morning, I'm like, oh yeah.
Huh. I'm not that bad. But I've stopped touching my phone about an hour before I go to bed. Because I was finding myself, I think I told you this, I was finding myself having to, some people count sheep. I was singing Zac Brown's song, Quiet Your Mind. Like I would just repeat those lyrics over and over and over until my mind would literally stop.
Wow.
Which is sad. Very sad.
What song have you heard recently that's new that you want to share with the world? I think this is something we should start doing. Maybe not weekly, but on a regular basis.
That I want to share with the world. Yes. Well, the one I want to share with the world, the whole world is probably sick of.
What?
All of Me.
And who's
John Legend.
That? Yes.
I seriously, so on the drive here, I listened to it 4 times on the radio alone.
Wow.
Every station played it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I posted this Lee Brice, I Don't Dance.
And you did get me on that song.
It's
I do
amazing.
Love it.
Amazing. And if you guys have songs that you want to share that you think we would like.
Yeah. I'm always open for new songs.
Me too. Even though I don't listen to it on the way home anymore. I still
I
like
to
music
all
on the
all
weekends.
The time. And when you work out, right?
I need upbeat. Chase Rice is my new obsession when it comes to workout songs. Why are you laughing at me?
No, I'm not.
I saw him in Vegas, and I did not approach. He was sitting in a McDonald's.
Ooh.
And I was like, no way. I was by myself. And I'm like, I won't.
Good
I'm
for you.
I'm not going to.
I would have no willpower.
I think Steve has trained me well.
Mm.
Like, he's like, play cool, play cool. So, like, I saw Chase Rice, and then I saw Clay Walker in the airport restaurant, and then I saw, like I said, Brett Eldridge on my plane, and I didn't say hi to anyone.
I just feel like that's where YOLO comes in.
Yeah.
You only live once.
Yeah. My problem is, what if I see him again? I don't want to be that crazy girl, because that's happened. Like, I've seen people a couple times, and I'm like, oh, I'm so glad I didn't embarrass myself that one time. Or my first Luke Bryan concert, I'm in the front row, screaming my freaking head off. He gives me a beer bottle, and I'm like, the whole concert, trying to have a conversation with him, there was alcohol involved. And, like, I've seen him several times since then, and I'm like, I hope he doesn't remember
that. He probably doesn't. Think about how many shows they do.
I know, but what if?
What if?
I don't want them to remember that.
I think about all of the dumb things that I've done, and if I worried about what people thought about me in that moment,
I gotta work on that.
I'd never leave my house.
I gotta work on that. I gotta never. Stop worrying about what people think, right?
Yes.
And stop worrying about the things I can't change and breathing.
Breathing. Breathing yes. is the best one.
And everything will be fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to get on out of here. We'll be back next week. It looks like it's going to be Monday.
It will be Monday.
Yes. Unless something pops up. We're all about the change.
We are.
Let us know what you want to hear about. So this week it was stress and work and how to make work and life balance. Let us know what's happening in your life, and we'll talk about it.
Sounds good.
All right, bye.
Bye.